This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Inflation is letting up in Colorado, but the state's inflation rate is still higher than for the U.S. overall. The latest economic outlook from the governor's office says wage growth has been outpacing inflation, leaving a little more cash in workers' pockets. The governor's budget office puts the chance of a recession over the next year at 30%. Gun owners would have to securely store any firearms they leave in their cars under a bill in the Colorado legislature. At the bill's first hearing, Republican Representative Ryan Armagost, who has a background in law enforcement, questioned whether requiring people to keep a portable gun safe in their cars would really prevent thefts.
It's basically the comparison of having an open Christmas present or a wrapped Christmas present. They're going to get to the Christmas present one way or the other.
Denver District Attorney Beth McCann responded that most car break-ins are crimes of opportunity, and many of the perpetrators are under 18.
If they see a black box, they don't know what it is, maybe it's attached to the car, they're less likely, I think, to take it.
According to police, more than 700 guns were stolen from cars in the city of Denver alone in 2022. The safe storage bill passed its first committees and is headed to the full House. Boats coming into Colorado from Utah or New Mexico will now have to pass an inspection. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
A pair of roadside inspection sites will check all motorized boats entering the state via eastbound I-70 and northbound I-25 for invasive zebra mussels. The creatures filter algae from fresh water, killing off a crucial food source for native fish. The shellfish also form clusters that clog drains and water intakes, causing infrastructure problems. Wildlife officials reported Colorado's first population of zebra mussels northwest of Grand Junction. Inspections will run from March through October, Thursday through Monday. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
It's going to be mostly sunny across Colorado, highs in Denver in the mid-50s today. This is CPR News.